This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Prison workers who were guarding Jeffrey Epstein the night he died could face charges as early as this week in this case. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is on the story. He's at the Metropolitan Correctional Center this morning. Sean.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein was not on suicide watch at the time back in August, but protocol dictated in the high security unit at the Metropolitan Correctional Center that he be checked every 30 minutes. Two federal prison workers who were pulling overtime allegedly dozed off for 3 hours, then fudged logs. According to multiple reports, they will soon be charged with falsifying records, a felony. Alone and unsupervised in his cell, Epstein, a billionaire accused of orchestrating an underage sex trafficking operation, apparently hanged himself with a bedsheet. His family, though, is skeptical of the medical examiner's ruling that this was a suicide. Conspiracy theories abound that Epstein might have been killed because he could implicate powerful people. Investigators now are looking into alleged failures and shortcomings within the MCC and the larger federal prison system. Reporting live in Lower Manhattan, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Politicians are punting on pot in the Garden State. They're going to vote instead on a bill to let the voters decide at the ballot next November. And if voters say yes, weed will be legal the following year. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon spoke with the bill's sponsor.
After months of debate, marijuana legalization will have to wait until 2021.
We worked, and I worked, particularly hard to try to get as much votes as we could. I thought for sure we could get it through the state assembly. We were just a little shy in the state senate.
State Senator Nicholas Scutari has sponsored a bill that'll put the question to the voters, a referendum to decide if there should be a constitutional amendment. He says that might be easier for lawmakers to vote on.
People are much more likely to allow voters to make a decision like this.
The question, if signed off on by the legislature, would be on next year's ballot. Governor Murphy, in a statement, says he's disappointed, and it's his belief our current marijuana laws have failed every test of social justice. Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
And if voters say yes, pot will be taxed at the same rate as the regular state sales tax, which would be very low compared to other states. And Scutari says he wants to wipe out the green black market.
Red light camera programs in New York are showing mixed results. The AAA has been taking a look at this, and WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live with more.
And Paul, New York State requires cities and towns to turn over data from their red light camera programs, but AAA found many records incomplete or missing altogether. Robert Sinclair Jr., a spokesman for AAA Northeast, says one glaring example is in Mount Vernon,
which has had a red light camera program since 2014, has filed no reports. So it's impossible to make any kind of evaluation of how their program is going. And this is in strict violation of the regulations that exist. As far as red light camera programs, no reports at all.
AAA is calling for more state oversight of red light cameras to ensure they are improving safety and they're not just cash grabs for towns and cities. Reporting live, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Craig Allen, it will clear up at least a little bit today.
Yes, it will, at least partial clearing, but this morning we still have some leftovers north of the city, north and northeast into parts of Connecticut. So let's run down from the top of 684 through 84, up 22, up the Taconic. Those areas there are seeing the tail end of wet snow falling, but in the higher elevation, certainly the grassy surfaces, temperatures are like 33, 34. So more so on the grassy surfaces, it has stuck in those areas in the higher elevations. In Connecticut, you're finding a bit of rain mixed with some wet snow up around places at the top of 7, going on from New Fairfield and New Milford all the way on up into Litchfield County and then beyond into the Great Barrington, Pittsfield area. So those folks are getting some wet snow this morning. But again, it's moving from south to north and away. Partial clearing with highs near 50. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 35 to 40. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun. It's a chilly 44 to 48. It's not a bad day, but a chilly breeze. And Thursday, mostly sunny, 48 to 54. That's even a little bit better. Right now, 42. That's up one. Humidity, 92%. And a light westerly breeze, 3 miles per hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.